Sunday nights here on Sundays. So, we have different cases here. So we have one case in Tosfos where Bishas Tabia, the father was Baal Bito. The father was Baal Bito, and Tosfos says that in a case that even though Knosol Aviha, so at the time he was Baal Ha, L'chara was no Chiyuv created. But if events then occur that make Knosol Atzma, Bishas Hamod Bedin, Bishas the Gemar Din, the father could be Mace, and it's a question of collecting from the Yorshim. Or Bogra. So then Tosfos says that there would be a Chiyuv, and that's why Kamli Bedrabi Minei says there's no Chiyuv. But that means Tosfos says, that means the Yerushalmi holds, Tosfos holds, that even though Bishas, the Maisa, that's Mechayev, the money, it's Mechayev the Knas, there's really no Chiyuv because he, it's the father. So later on the Chiyuv would pop up. So we said, Mistoma, this sheet that holds, there's different ways of looking at the father getting the Knas and all the Tashlumin, whether it's Midin Bailus, we called it, or Midin Schus. So if it's a schus, it's more readily understandable. That means really the tashlumin, the etzum chiyuv is tahar. There's like a layer of chiyuv, so to speak, a shechva of chiyuv that's tahar. Now the father has the schus in these momentistic assets, we'll call it. So this is an asset, so the father gets the money. But really the chiyuv is tahar, and on a theoretical level, call it on a potential level. And that's why you could pop up later and takabit tahar, even if the father was the one that was Boyle's daughter. Of course, if not for Kamli Bedrabi Minei, which negates the whole chiyuv. Let's go weiter in Tosfos, and then Tosfos talks. Let's talk about Mechila Beknas now. Ulamai di Omar, two lines before the end of Tosfos, the Yamaskal of Aleishas Achiv. We're talking about where for some reason Knosol Atzma, let's say Naira Shunasaisa Vishenis Garsha, according to that Shita, that it's La'atzma. So then Mufuto would be Potter, it's a Mishnah. Naira Shunasaisa Vishenis Garsha, Ainus Chayav Mufuto Potter. So Ulamai Dioma Biyushalmi, the Mufuto Ainu Potter Alami Boisha Sufagam, Avul Knas Ainu Yechol Alimchol. So Osi Shapir, we don't have to worry about Rav Papa, about talking about Mufuteh, and then what's the case, because Mufuteh still, there has to be a Chiv Knas. That's Yushalmi Shidu. Miu B'shas Nidon Mashma, Dein Lo Afilu Knas. The Muki Hoda Elohein Aloikin, the Kama B'Gemora B'Yusoyma U'Mufuteh, that there's no moment at all, and that's why there's Malkus. So apparently our Gemara holds, I just bought a sefer today in the store. For us, it's very valuable. Art scroll. I forgot what it's called. Amri B'Marava, the name of the sefer. Amri B'Marava, and it's this thick. And he really goes through all of Shas and shows where it is Machloks and Babli and Yerushalmi. Because it's not always so openly. And that's very valuable to us because we want to point that out to people when they learn. That's one of the very valuable things to point out. So we've been doing it, but this, someone put together, probably with the help of a computer, no doubt, someone put together a sefer which picks up on even nuances, maybe. We'll check out if it's right, but shows you Machlag Bal Yerushalmi, so it's very, very fascinating. So it's very, very good for us. We'll copy shamelessly from the sefer. It's not a question of copying, We look it up, we do all the research ourselves, What you do is you acknowledge in the Hakdama, you acknowledge the Sefer, and you say, and you give the Mechaber from today. It just came out, the Sefer. Amri b'mai Rabba. So you acknowledge the Sefer. You say, we use the Sefer. It was very helpful to us. That's what they want, acknowledgement. We're not plagiarizing it. We're doing the research ourselves. So that's what you do. You acknowledge, and then you do the research yourself. If we wouldn't do the research ourselves, then if we wouldn't credit him in the note, then it would be plagiarism. That's what we cannot look it up. And we could say the Sefer, Abi ben Marova, brings that this is the Machlokas Rashi, Bavli and Yerushalmi. Otherwise, we're stealing from him. If we quote him, we can quote him like we quote the Pnei Yeshua. What's wrong? I'm sure he's thrilled to be quoted in an Art Scroll Gemara, right? Very few living Mechabrim are. They really have a sort of a rule, which they always break, not to quote living Mechabrim. But the Goliashev's quoted the Sefer Ha'oros. Chaim Kanievsky, of course, we used the Derech Emunah, we used totally, totally extensively. It's a wonderful, just like if you learn Mishnah Berurah B'Iyun, if the learning of Sugya in Brachas, let's say, B'Iyun, you see that the Bir Halacha and the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharat Zion together really give you a very sound, gesund shot in the Gemara. I discovered it many years ago when I was learning Brachas, Ketz and Mevarchin, and we did it with the Mishnah Berurah, and we saw that he makes clear, especially the Sharat Zion. It's amazing, you wouldn't think so. Yeah? The Mishnah Berurah and the Sharat Zion, the Bir Halacha, mamish clarify pshat in the Gemara. And we found that the Derech Emunah clarifies, first we used it extensively in Mishnayos, when we did Mishnayos Zeroim, and now we did Yishalmi Zeroim, which we now finished. See you. We used it extensively, and he's certainly alive and kicking. So we certainly had to break the rule by him. I mean, but he wrote the book. You know, there's nothing. The Derech Emunah is an unbelievable work. Unbelievable work.
Who wrote that?
Chaim Kanievsky. Oh. It's on the Rambam. He wrote a Mishnah Berurah. With the top is the Rambam, and he did the whole Zeroim. He has another volume where he did Kiddush HaChodesh and Shkolim. If you ever want to have a rudimentary knowledge of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, you can really learn it with his English translations of the Rambam, Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, but you learn it with Derech Emunah, it's not called Derech Emunah, whatever it's called, Shekel HaKodesh is the volume, set up exactly like the Mishnah Berurah, the same way, and it's on Hilchos Shkolim and Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh of the Rambam. There's a lot of astronomy, a lot of, you know, sine, cosine, tangent stuff, but it's really very, that's what it is.
You know, math is not my strength.
You open the Chazanish on Moed, go to the back, turn to the back pages, you'll see the sine, cosine tables. That's what you need to learn Kiddush HaChodesh. Anyway, but the Rav Chaim does a very, bit simplistic, but it's not fair to use the word simplistic. He simplifies it for the average person, and you could learn it. So that's very wonderful work. And now he started on Kachim, put out the first volume on Hilchos Bias HaMikdash and Klei HaMikdash. I forgot what it's called. Derech Emunah would be Zeroim. So what would Kachim be? Oy Emunah Sitecha Chosen Yeshuos. Chochmos Vadar. Vayamunos Itecha. Chosen is Ebenezer. Yeshuos Zikin. Chochmos Vadar. Derech Chochma. It's called Derech Chochma. And that's on Kachim. And maybe she should give him strength. He should go through the whole Rambam, Kachim, and Tyrus. Okay. Anyway, what was my point here? Yes, okay.
But
so,
in
Torah
there's no plagiarism.
What?
But in Torah there's no plagiarism.
It's worse than plagiarism, it's Geneva. If you say someone's
Gula, maybe Gula, but there's no plagiarism.
Geneva, it's rubbish. You're stealing someone's Torah and saying it over in your name. First of all, it's Geneva's Das, and the people listening to you.
But you see, that's the question. They said the same Sfar as when you see the other Sefer. They said the same Sfar, but they didn't see the other Sefer.
So it's not plagiarism if they didn't see it.
Right, because it's Torah.
You said they didn't see it in the other sefer.
But it could be the same. Could have been. In other words, the same exact thing they wrote. One case they saw it.
That's not plagiarism. I mean, if the guy sues you in court, you might be hard pressed to prove that you didn't copy it. But many times in Shas, you'll have the memory of an Amora, which is exactly word for word a Braisa. And it says, I know, I'll call it Ruach HaKodesh, I'll call it the Mechavim to the Halacha. But many times, Shmuel, I said, Ksubas, Dab Bezum and Aleph. I think Shmuel says a memra, and then the word says, Tanya Nami Hachi, and Shoktu Chacham Al Takonos B'nai Yisrael. Word for word, Shmuel's memra. Omar Shmuel. Yeah. Omar Shmuel. And then there, it's a Braisa. You have it all over Shas, many countless times. They were Mechavim to a Braisa. They didn't plagiarize. Yeah, they didn't plagiarize. But if you do look at something and then say it over, if we would write, again, if we wouldn't bother to do the research, we would just look up in the Sefer, Amri B'Marava, and then we'd write a whole piece out of the Machlokas, Bavli Yerushalmi here, and we didn't look it up, and we wouldn't quote him, that would be plagiarism to the first degree. We're copying from his Sefer. If we used, I mean, I don't know, these are our own rules, but it makes sense to me. If we used the Sefer but did the research, then we acknowledge him in the Hagdama. We say, you know, it was a very helpful Sefer, it's a wonderful Sefer, and it was very helpful to us. If we don't want to do the research, though, we could quote it. We'd say, Sefer Abi B'Marava brings down that there's a Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi here. And then we could quote a Sefer, that's as clean as you can get, I'm saying, okay. Okay, so we have a Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi here. Ah. Tosfos did the research for us. Tosfos says the Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi whether you could be Moichel Knas or not. The Yerushalmi's Loshen is, it's going on the Mishnah. Nairish and Asarsov Shinas Garsha, Oinis Chayav and Mufate Potter. So Mishnah later on in the third paragraph. Correct, the Yerushalmi, the Chiyesh Odom Mochel Dover Sheinu B'Shuso. Why? Because in the Mishnah, Daf Mem Aleph on the Beis, it's Mavuar that you don't get a schus in the Knas until Hamod B'Din. By the way, there's a common error. I think it's a common error. You find the Lashon throughout Shas. You hear Bava Kama and here of Hamod B'Din. And there's a confusion. Hamod B'Din means the Psak Din. It doesn't mean the trial is going on and he's on trial. When it says a girl is not Zoyche in the Knas, or the father is not Zoyche in the Knas until Hamod B'Din, it doesn't mean till he's on trial. It means till the Psak Din of a Bezdin that he's Mechuy of the Knas. That's what he's saying.
So if the
Hamod B'Din is almost a misnomer. Hamod B'Din means he was Omid B'Din and the Bezdin clarified, or well, Koveya, or Paskin, however you want to put it, that he's Mechuy.
So the father died before the
Hamod
B'Din,
then she gets it. She gets it. They have the din, but
okay.
She gets it.
Okay.
But what you see, that the father doesn't have it, because that's why he's not Morishit. So the Yerushalmi sees in that Mishnah that it's called Dover Sheina Bershusa. I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Most of the is regular moment.
Moment.
So I'm a chuya from right now. It could be you'll have to take me to Bezdin to prove I did it, but that proof will be together igloi milsa l'mafreya. It'll be a giloi milsa that I did it, and therefore the chiyuv will be totally l'mafreya. Okay, now we have to see the Ramban. Ramban is on Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph. Maybe it's good to look in to get a Ramban. Let me first find it. What? Okay. Maybe it's better.
That's what we said. not very nice.
Yeah. The sugar seen in Hosam Yerushalmi, Yifsukot, the Masnisi, Yisoy Mishnatz, Gerasha, Om Rabbi Yechanan, it goes according to the Mandiyamar Knossel Atzma, and therefore, yeah. Meata Filu Bimafute, Om Rabbi Yechanan, the Tifta Shemochla, the Yesha, the Moichel Dover Shaina Shalom, meaning it's the father's. Tifter be so more where it goes to her. The Tony Dvei Rebbe, I Yisoyim or Belezer Meir Oynos Chayv and Fateh Potter. Masha Omer v'yashad the Moichol Dover Shena Shalom, Nira Dal Abayish Zubagam Ko Omar. Ko Omar, okay, this is a different issue. That Nair v'shin is Garsha, v'shin is Ayaz v'shin is Garsha, is Knosso La'atzmo, but Bayish Zubagam is La'viyo. So we have, okay. Oh, Bakshina to Hosom is what we want. V'yesha the Moichol Dover Shena Bishuso. Pirish, Vechichol Olimchol Knosso, Shalo Zochsa Boat Shas Hamod Bedin. Nashmien, right, that's the question. Nashmien Min Hoda, Domer Abun Barchia B'Shem Rav Zeira, Knas Ein Kan Mishor Rishoina. There's taka no actual Chiyav Knas. Tetzlina Tamon Omdo Bedin Ashloi Mesa Ov, Aran Shalov. Mesa of, if the father died, or Anshalachin. That's if there was Amida Bedin, again, means a Psak Din, before the father died. Im Oimer Ad Kain, Knas Mishor Rishayna, or Anshalachin Mishor Rishayna. Pirish, Im At Oimer, if you say, Sha'odam Zoche Beknas, Mishor Shabo Leho, it's like every moment that the Chiyuv fully is created immediately. It's just a question we have to find out that the Taka happened. Yeah. Then if Mesa Ob, the brother should be Yorishin, because that's a real asset. And he's Morish assets to his children, her brothers, his sons, even if something, a Bukhar, we learned in Baba Basra, doesn't get Pishnayim, but Mukhsa. In money, the father doesn't have yet. But if you're not talking about a Bukhar, Pishnayim, talking about a regular Yerusha, so he's Morish all assets. So why isn't he Morish this asset? So you see, the asset doesn't exist yet. But the boss, Amod the Bedin, Shmamin Hashalom Zochlo Lo Torah, Ela Achas Nasina, Hilkoch Lavko Kemina. So that Mishnah proves that there's no Zchia in Knas, it doesn't become a real Chiyuv until Amod the Bedin. So therefore, she can't be Moichelin. Nothing there to be mocha. In Cain, I'm a fata, my potter, a filubi yosoma. So why taka, frekti rishalmi, is mafata totally potter? Uvarkin and Rabobar says, no, even Boishus of Fagam, he must listen. And Chlami, this was talking about only Boishus of Fagam. Bakshinon, Rav Mona says, Oinus, I'm a fata, potter, and akol. And akol, meaning even Knas. Kids, it's a machlokas in Yerushalmi. Magmor shalom maskema sima. Then, when the Mishnah says mafate potter, it would mean only mivoishes ufagam.
The Gemara Devar, the Ramban says anyone's
derived. Well, I want to learn the lomdus. I'm getting up to the lomdus. The Ramban goes through the lomdus of why yes and why not. The Afal Pichain, you have that parent, it starts with now Afal Pichain. Bavul Pichain Nirim Advorim, she is Soima Mefuto Ein Lo Knas. He agrees with the Bavul, there was no Knas. Yichola Hilimchol Knosa, Afal Pichalol Sochsa Bo Adayim. You can, it's not only this case, you see other cases, if there are other cases. Normally, you do something, the Chiyuv Schal. Here, there's an incipient chiyuv, and she's moichel, even though she doesn't have any Nepal Dika assets yet. She doesn't own any assets yet. Right. Well, Eda Bishusa, he deals with it. Holomazed Doimer, the Ramban compares it La Omer La Rusa, so didn't dwar mainly by the Chasayach, Machayach, the Moisach, Shemeso in a Yorsha. A person, when he's an Oros Va'arusa, during the Kiddushin period, he could write a document or say to his wife, he won't acquire the schusim that a Baal gets when he gets married. He won't acquire those monetary schusim. Now, he's not giving it away. He's not being mafkirit. The chayyu is being moichalit, but there's no chiyuv yet. He's being moichal. There's a concept called siluk. They sha'amru Yerusha haba ladim imokum acher. Right now, he doesn't have any rights to it. Pirish, he's not married to you. Akshav in a royal law, when a rusazu, Adam masne oleho shalo yirashen. It's a chalois siluk. You have such a thing in the Torah. The Torah provided for a person to make a chalois that he doesn't want to be zocheh in something coming to him. Now, you have to pick your window. Because if you do it a little too late, you have it already. And you can't be masalik yourself. You have to give it away as a matana, or maybe make it hefker. You can't just walk away from it. If you do it too early, then again, siluk doesn't help. It's like global yoyma. You have to do it, you have to catch it, you have to, presumably it only works in a stage like erusin, like perfect. The stage of erusin is perfect. Where it's chal that you're going to get married. That's what we said about erusin. It's chal, you're going to get married. You're engaged to be married. Even though the word engaged shouldn't be used in that way, because you need a get from erusin. But the musug of engagement, I think, is really lifted straight from erusin, where you're engaged to be married. So it's chal that you're going to get married. So now, all those nechasim are like on a maslul, on a tray. It's coming down the tray to come to you. At that point, and during that window, you can make siluk. I don't want to get it. So the Ramban holds you can make siluk on that. This is siluk. Har being mochel, it really makes sense. After the deed was done, before the amada bedin, it's mamish like an amatzah like erusin, where it's on the way. It's on the way because the deed was done.
Couldn't he do the same thing like he does with Nadarim, says, you know, we'll go through the Kedushim as long as you don't have any outstanding Nadarim. Couldn't he make that also a condition of the Kedushim, says, you know, anything that may be coming to you, I don't want? Can he say that at that time as well?
Yeah, but that, what is the meaning of that? What happens? You know, this is something that comes to him through Chazal. So he can do it, and it's not even a condition, it's a stipulation, I'd call it. And it's this stipulation of what we're talking. It would be siluk. But if he did it before the Kiddushin, I mean, he could say, Ariyam Kadeshusli Almanas, that I don't benefit, I don't take the sheikhs, I don't take the all of these assets, these rights. No one's forcing him to take it, but they're still coming to him. We're talking about something more fundamental. That is potter. It's not even coming to him. So the Ramban suggests that it works when he didn't see it. I'm just pointing out that it's in exactly that twilight zone. Because even if you say that Kenas is not mamish mechuyev until hamod bedin, but certainly when you did the deed, something starts in motion. It doesn't all start with hamod bedin, right? It starts with the deed. Now you're omeid to become mechuyev. The bezin can paskin that you're mechuyev. So
that could be a big if, though. That's really out there in the twilight zone to an extent.
You're on the maslul. You're right. By erusin, it's much clearer because erusin is a much more tangible. Like, you're familiar with erusin. You know, they're going to get married in a month, in a year. Like, they're going to get married. She's more rested. But here, you just, the Ramban extrapolates, and he says you have a similar type situation where the perpetrator perpetrated the deed, and now we're just waiting for him to become a chuyuv. So, like, checks in the mail. That's what he's saying, the checks in the mail.
So why is that Mafuke, the next few words? Mafuke uses Avi, you know, that doesn't
No, no, wait. That's what he suggests at first. The Loka Divri HaMafarish, Shom, that says, Kagoyin Zu Shehima Durabwanon. Reading from the Ramban. Beloka Divri HaMafarish Shom. Kagoyin Zer Shehima Durabwanon. Ramban suggests that it works with Din Silk. He then says, Velo Kedivri HaMafarish, not according to the Mafarish, who says, Rein Zu Shehima Durabbanon, that Siluk only helps in a Durabbanon. El Afila B'Shel Torah, such as our Gemara, Kedim Shehi Roi Li Yarsha, Masna Hu Aleha. You can make a Tanai, V'Hanami, a stipulation that you don't want, V'Hanami L'Hodamia. Here's the same thing, he doesn't want, so he won't be included in the Yerusha. The old, now he says another lumpus. It's his first lumpus of why you potter by knas by mafate is its praxis in the potter. The second shot, the old crash hero and shall be the potter who.
Okay, that's interesting.
This is a different lumpus. I think it's even more fundamental. This is saying that what happened here by mafate is the equivalent of saying to someone, Kra Big DV Potter. Go ahead, say my clothing, you'll be Potter. So the din is he's Potter. You don't.
That was known as Zik in the beginning.
Right. It's called Mazik Rishus, according to many. Mazik Rishus. You don't have to pay for that. But I trash you launch a leave Potter, who, it's a case of Prashirachali, because they always had this chus, and she had this chus, and now she, he was mafat to her. So lo haknas b'lvad b'chlo lo, it's not just a mechila on the monetary what came. Ela gufa mosra lo, by the foot there, she's moistened to him her guf. The moment the way the Rambam said it would be like the accusation. She's moistened to him her guf. Lazar's bokir itzono. The he should go rambit falsakol. She did everything. It played out. It played out afterwards. It took a generation or two. But she structured that is built on chesed, which is more doimah to the Eivishter, by the way. Look at how Hilkos of Kramun Adam and Mephutta put them in a kol. She might say, more than one to the Rashi. Okay, Ad Kam. So that's Ramban. Shimon is in Simon Membeis, it's Subis. Complex to learn now.
Mamish on what the Rabbi Israel says. He's a Nirel Mi Kavanas Ramban.
Okay, thank you.
Where my finger was there.
Nirel Mi Kavanas Ramban Mechilim Zed, called Chiyot Sheobel Odom, the Siva says a Pula Sheyase. Do the action, and I'm pattering you from the ramification. I'm going to give you reshus. It's chaser in the etzim chiyuv. You wouldn't even call it a mechila. You would say mazik reshus. I have the ability. If I'm the balabas, so I own the things. I could be oker. The din and the maisa that makes you mechuyev to pay me. Normally you do with a certain maisa, it's called a maisa hazard, and you own money to pay me. So here you're masalik that koach from the objects, that someone who's mazik that owes you money. So that's, I'm just saying that's mamish in the stage only of silum.
So what
it's like
that
only in that window. It's not a hefker, it was a mafker. Stop it either.
What? What's the machlokes thing? The Ran, right?
The Yerushalmi and the Bavli.
Yerushalmi
holds apparently that it's a straightforward mechila by Mefata. And Taki, you can't be Meichelit. She can't be Meichelit. Right then it was the father's.
And the Ramban, like the Ramban that they wrote this
way. The Bavli's explaining why you could be Meichelit.
It would be the Bavli.
Yeah. He assumes the Bavli says you could.
So
he says we didn't see them. Yerushalmi holds, I think, that there's nothing after the Maisa. Until Amadim Adin, there's nothing. You can't compare it to Erison. Erison is something. It's Chalois Erison. It's a thing we're familiar with. We know about Erison. You need a get from Erison. Here, it's just a question of... Here it's a question of you did a pu'ula, so who said like the chiyuv's on the way? That's what I imagine Yerushalmi holds. Or maybe they hold the seal of, because you show them that hold the seal of only helps if it's for the Rabbonans. And here we're dealing with the Araisa.